This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Weather outside is frightful. Yeah, we just rolled through the holidays. Remember that line from a very famous song? It is insane what is happening with these high winds and snow. Baltimore closed its public schools Thursday. It's not a shock that that happened. In some places, there were a few schools open late or closed early, even the day before, because they had heating problems. There's all kinds of problems with, of course, power outages. This bomb cyclone set high tide to incredible levels in Boston. So it's been rough going for the last really 24 hours or so when it comes to this incredible storm. And, you know, I say this all the time as we kick it off for this hour. Having grown up in colder weather, cold weather is one thing, but when, honestly, things are freezing that you didn't think could freeze, you know that this is what some people live with constantly. For example, some of the temperatures that you see in Alaska, but you're not expecting that when you live in South Carolina. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the East Coast blitzed by that fast-moving superstorm is the big story. More records smashed. They're saying it's going to be frigid temperatures over the weekend. The chill map is brutal, and it's nasty. So it's all about making sure you stay safe and warm, period, end of story. We'll have some more details throughout the hour on that. Here's a frightening story at the top. And, you know, we've got the Dow at 25,000, incredible. We've got the back and forth over this Michael Wolff. That's big news, his book coming out and what the White House is saying, reacting to it. And then sandwiched in between, because I know we've got listeners in Michigan, in Detroit, they're dealing with what they're calling, and this scares me, a significant hepatitis A outbreak. So they're saying there's 630 known cases. They've had 630 known cases altogether in 2017. There are 150 cases diagnosed in the city of Detroit alone. And you got to think about this, multiplication, people. And why is this such a big story to me that I would kick it off with some of those other things going on? Think of food handlers and people infected with the disease. How many of them are touching food? How many of them are working in restaurants that were infected because of the food handlers? That's why that number is so big. They had it happen at a Little Caesars restaurant. They had it happen at a Firewater Bar and Grill. So the Detroit Health Department is investigating any way they can and seeing if people are following the protocols as far as cleaning hands, all that kind of stuff. And the Department of Health in Detroit had to notify those two restaurants that infected employees can't return to work until they're approved by their doctor. But how many people in between came in contact with what was so awful for them? I mean, it goes back to the same thing again when it comes to washing hands, touching food, all of that. But Hep A, boy, that is frightening. Frightening. Hepatitis? Wow. Awful. Sobering. I think it's very sobering. Speaking of sobering, they're doing what they can in Detroit. Doing what they can. Speaking of sobering, what's interesting is because of all the hubbub over the Michael Wolff book, the publisher is rushing to release the book, not a shock, According to the LA Times, it's all about the push to make it happen. Henry Holt and Company and author Michael Wolff are pushing to make that come out. The publisher expedited the book's release to Friday, 4 days before it was supposed to hit the bookshelves, because of the unprecedented demand. The excerpts did their job Wednesday and Thursday. They whetted the appetite, and they upset Washington, D.C. So there you go. That's exactly what you do. You lay the trap, you put it out there, people bite on it, and then poof, the book comes out. And if you haven't heard this and you're just tuning in, the book slams the president and his circle from a number of aides, mostly former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. Bannon's comments that were particularly poisonous included that it was treasonous and unpatriotic for Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., son-in-law Jared Kushner, and campaign manager Paul Manafort to have met in 2016 with Russians said to have dirt on Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. So I think over the weekend, as part of what I call the Sunday swirl, the talking heads and the reaction to what's going on in Washington, D.C., we'll probably most likely hear a ton of this kind of reaction on all sides of this, whether it's what the White House was saying during the week at the briefings, the president's paragraphs that were released, any of that. And, you know, it's interesting because Steve Bannon now is on Misfit Island. There apparently are a lot of Republicans that are cutting ties with him. And Bannon's main financial backer, a billionaire conservative, Rebecca Mercer, finally said, that's it. She's done. So there are more lining up and following suit. So he's the one that gets pinched in the middle of all of this. I mean, in the middle of this. And in the meantime, immigration, and a deal. Is there going to be a deal? The deadline is out there. The clock is tick, tick, ticking. The president on Thursday huddled with Republican lawmakers, invited a bipartisan group, in fact, to break bread with him in the White House next week to try to work out a deal on immigration. They're trying to come up with something to extend legal status for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants, many of whom were brought into the country illegally as children. Because remember, the president said last September he's going to end Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or more commonly known as DACA, that has protected them from being booted, from being deported. In fact, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the Prez is inviting that group next week to discuss the next steps on responsible immigration reform and to try to continue that discussion. And a lot of what's on the agenda are definitely no-goes for Democrats. So what will happen to that wish list? Maybe it shrinks. Maybe there's compromise. Who knows? But it's going to be bipartisan at the White House next week when it comes to immigration. That's what the conversation is going to be all about, immigration. All right, we're going to flip to the other side, and as we turn the page, we're going to dive in a couple of different directions. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do I want to be with you as the years come and go? If you care to know, would I grant all your wishes and be proud to share?
Boy, I could really grant your wishes, maybe, if you get lucky. So check this out. Yes, indeed. So DK, the award-winning publisher of the DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, they're awesome, teaming up with Charisma Hotels and Resorts to give people the chance to experience the real Mexico through a holiday travel sweepstakes. You don't have a lot of time, though. DK Eyewitness Travel Guides and Charisma Hotels and Resorts will give away a trip to Mexico. A grand prize winner gets a 3-night stay for two at any one of the adults-only El Dorado Spa Resorts in Mexico's Riviera Maya, or a branded tote and a $100 gift card and a $500 travel voucher and the travel guide for Mexico. So here's the thing. Send me right now to Delaney Media Group at live.com that you want a tote bag and a book, and if you're one of the first 5, I will send it to you. In the meantime, here's the big deal. Enter for your chance to win the grand prize at dktravelsweeps.com, www.dktravelsweeps.com, and you have to enter by 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern on December 29th. And I just checked the link. It's awesome. You'll see my picture there. And there's just a couple of other stations, a big one in Los Angeles, KCAL, The Blend, and there's another one. But also you see America Tonight. So this is a really good deal. So I would say do it, because somebody's going to win. And if people don't sign up, I mean, someone's going to sign up. But people are signing up all over the place. But a couple of people have this shot at winning that trip or the other trips. And they're still open, again, only until 11:29 and only until the beginning, you know, the top of the hour for that. Then it's over with. But you've got Ireland, Italy, London, and New York. So one grand prize trip, Delta Vacation package trip for two. Winner gets either a $3,000 voucher for Ireland, Italy, or London. New York also is up for grabs. And this is from Delta Vacations and DK Eyewitness Travel Guide. So same thing. You want to make sure you go to the link here. DKTravel.com. So that one's DKTravel.com. I would be so excited. You have to promise me if somebody from America Tonight wins that trip, I'm sure they're going to tell me, but I want you to tell me, because I would leap for joy for anybody who gets a chance to do that. And especially because I appreciate the fact that Delta jumped on board with us, and so did DK Eyewitness Travel. Those travel guides are spectacular. Looking at those guides, it makes me want to go to every single one of those places. And it tells you exactly where to go and what to do when you go to these places. And you look at the Riviera Maya in Mexico, it's phenomenal. Is what I would say, just, you know, absolutely phenomenal. So don't hesitate. Jump up on this while you can before it's too late. Let's put it that way. All right, as we kind of weave into some odds and ends here, it is the end of the year. There are only a couple of days left, and then before you know it, Auld Lang Syne, and we're into 2018. And my wish for everybody listening to this show, because I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the support, the emails over the years, this year, all of that, is peace and prosperity. Peace in your life, whatever that looks like, and whatever prosperity looks like to you, so that you can take a breath, relax, and de-stress on whatever that is, period. And I mentioned that, you know, we're going to look back on this year, and there's, boy, interesting positive things and negative things that have certainly that have happened. And you think of some of the positive things, and you think of some of the controversial news, and there has been a ton of it at the tail end of the year. However, what's really interesting is you've got the royals taking up space again in everybody's mind, because you have Prince Harry, the world's seemingly most eligible royal bachelor anyway, announcing that he's engaged to somebody named Meghan Markle, who was raised in Los Angeles, makes history as the first divorced biracial Jewish American actress to join the British royal family. And then they get, you know, once they get married, they get new titles. And, you know, they decide what those titles are. Queen Elizabeth does. They say, most likely, Markle will be a duchess, the Duchess of so-and-so. Didn't you love how they decide that? But that's what happens. So, nobody was rankled over this, but back in the old days, that would never have happened, and would have made news if they had gone against it, which is what happened at one point in British history. We've talked about that before. Something that something that's interesting also this past year that was interesting to see, but also gave us, I think, great hope in humanity, is these hurricanes that devastated the Gulf Coast, that devastated Houston, and the way everybody helped each other. Oh, my gosh, the Sunshine State, the strongest hurricane they faced in a decade. and the slow movement toward Florida and all the run-up to what was going to be smashed and what was going to happen and the state highways and people evacuating and then pummeling Key West and hitting the Naples area, downing trees, causing flooding. Dozens of people died. Millions of people lost power. And yet, through it all, people stuck together and helped people anywhere they could. And I think that was one of the more brilliant things in times of, scary moments, the reaches of so many strangers to other strangers. It just moved me. It really did. Because for all that we talk about that's negative and awful, and this person said that, and here's what's going on, and we're all... It's my team and your team and them and us. It was just brilliant to see. There was no boundaries with that. I mean, absolutely none. I would say that in another horrific situation. We'll go through the big stories of the year in our next show, but I would say what happened in October when the gunman shattered his hotel windows at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas and fired on 22,000 country music fans at that outdoor festival. 58 people die, the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history anyway, 500 people about injured, and the motive still kind of a mystery, obviously, but the fact that there, people also helped people at their own peril and trying to pull them away, get them away, help them, smother them, do whatever they could. And again, to me, that's was what was so incredible to see and so incredibly heartwarming in a horrible, terrible situation. The fact that you saw people being just very good in reaching out and not running and trying to do what they could to help whoever else was in this horrific situation. So two different kinds of situations, but situations where we saw the humanity, the outpouring. I thought one that was really cool that happened this year was the eclipse. For the first time in almost 100 years, a total solar eclipse spanning across the country. Some people just racing off to see where they could see it, including my brother and nephew who traveled from Florida up to Charleston, South Carolina, so they could see it, and they did see it, took all kinds of pictures, said it was absolutely amazing, and a lot of people were able to see that. A 67-mile-wide path across the country, starting in Oregon, some of you listening to us in Oregon, then 2 to 3 minutes of darkness. Millions of tourists went to hotels, campgrounds, restaurants, museums, and cities in the eclipse's path, which I thought, again, was a very brilliant, cool moment. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way. On the flip side, again, we'll do a full review coming up on our next show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, so excited to welcome to the show Tracy Brown. She's a keynote speaker and body language expert. And boy, oh boy, she can spot a liar, let me tell you. So, Tracy, thanks so much for coming on.
I am thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get started? Let's back this up. How did you get started in wanting to do this and figuring this all out and detecting lies?
Well, you know, I never planned on being a body language expert, but you know, looking back, I owe Lance Armstrong a little bit of thanks for me becoming a body language expert. See, I was a young bike racer. We grew up in Dallas, racing on the same teams. We raced on Team USA, and it was really through trying to keep up with him and guys like him that I started my path to becoming a body language expert, because those guys were fast, and it turns out, you know, there was a little enhancement there, maybe a little faster than they should have been. But I had to watch really closely for things like the drop of a shoulder or a hitch in the pedal stroke or the angle of someone's back. And when I started to be able to correlate that, like, I would keep notes on people to correlate that to what was going to happen next, I could outsmart people. I could get a jump on them, and I could do things in response to something that they were about to do, but maybe they didn't even know they were going to do yet. And that's when I began to be really successful. And when I got into business, you know, I wanted that same level of knowledge about my, you know, whoever I was talking with. And it turned out body language was the answer then, again, like to be a step ahead of them. And so I'm trained as a hypnotist, an NLP practitioner, and I do a lot with persuasion and influence, like strategic body language for persuasion and influence. And then my clients, because, you know, I speak just like you, Kate, all over the country, you know, doing keynotes at big conferences. And my clients, they were always most interested in the lie detection piece, because everybody knows, well, maybe they don't know, but they're going to know now. The body can't lie. Words can lie, body can't lie. And so I started really expanding on that lie detection piece, and now it's the most popular thing I do. And when I started calling it fraud prevention, which it is, there's a lot of fraud that goes on in person. Now that is primarily what I speak on to finance, insurance, and banking, credit unions, those kinds of things. And I mean, you wouldn't believe like, we hear about cyber fraud, right? That's what we all hear about. You wouldn't believe the fraud that goes on in person, Kate. I was just down in Austin. You know this. I was down in Austin Monday speaking to the Texas Department of Insurance. And I'm talking $600 million that people will just show up and wow. And lie about. You know, where did the money go? And so these are the things that I help businesses get ahead of, so that they're not writing that loss off at the end of the year.
Yep. So it's interesting what you use to help you get ahead in bicycle racing. Is that the same thing that we sometimes hear about called a tell? Like they would have tells in the way that they rode and would tell you what they were about to do?
Yeah, you hear about tells. I mean, you hear about tells in all sorts of things, like poker games and things like that. Actually, because I've been lucky enough to train with the FBI, and the technical term, Greg, is hotspots. It's called a hotspot, and you don't want to incriminate on one hotspot, right, or one tell. What you look for is a cluster, grouped very tightly, and then, you know, wait a minute, someone's pants are on fire.
So I'm watching you way more closely than I would normally, because I'm looking for tells.
That's a good thing I did my hair. I'm not lying to you, though. Why would you think I'm lying to you this morning?
Well, you just made me hyper-conscious of this idea. I didn't think about body language yesterday. I'm thinking about it now because, by the way, we're talking with Tracy Brown. Her new book is How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft. Her website is bodylanguagetrainer.com. But, I mean, do you find that you have tells? Are you detecting your own flaws in body language?
Oh, I'm the worst liar there is. The worst. And I'll tell you.
You know, she looked away when she said that?
Yeah, that's the worst. Now, I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll get into some of the tells, some of the hotspots, some of the things to look for. So,
sure.
Not long ago, my husband comes to me, and I'm in Boulder, Colorado, okay? So that's your frame up right there. Boulder is where everybody has their nose and everybody else's business. And he says, Tracy, we do not have enough storage at the house. And I said, well, I think that's because you got too much junk. But now, that wasn't the answer he was looking for. He wanted permission to build a shed in the backyard. Now, he's a farm boy, and to him, a shed is, to me, it's a barn. Like, his shed's my barn. And so he proceeds to build us a magnificent barn out behind our garage. Sunday afternoon, man, it was coming together. Great. The thing's two stories. You could park a car in it. I mean, it was big. And Monday morning, it's 8 a.m. I'm in my pajamas. There's a knock at the door. I open the door, and there stands Stan, the friendly code enforcement guy from the city. It turns out our neighbors behind us, who we don't like anyway, decided our barn wasn't in code. And so here was Stan to talk to me about it. Now, here's how the conversation went. I open the door. Stan's standing there. And he says, so, what do you got going on here? I said, well, Stan, right? Because Stan's smart. I'm not going to self-incriminate, right? And he says, or I say, well, Stan, what do you think we got going on here? and then he says, well, I don't know. And now I'm getting mad, right, because he's trying to manipulate me. And I said, well, Stan, if you don't know and I don't know, I guess we got nothing to talk about. All the while, there's a barn in my backyard. You can see it from space. It's huge. And I am embodying all the mannerisms of a liar that we're going to get into today. And I am just, like, I don't know his intent. I don't know if he's going to come around the corner with a wrecking ball, tear the thing down. And so I'm just hoping he hasn't been in one of my classes. So the conversation ended with me agreeing to give Stan's card to someone who did know what was going on around here, and the story ends with us refusing to pay the city the $4,000 they wanted to keep our magnificent barn in place. And so my husband, he tore it down, and now we have two little sheds that fit right within the code. They're just like 10 by 12. Because clearly in Boulder, it's better to have a shanty town than one magnificent barn. And so the point being is, I'm a really bad liar, and most other people are too. And I could feel this. I could feel this coming on. Sometimes you're going to be forced to lie. It doesn't make you a bad person, right?
It's
someone who's lying at that moment. And not all lies are criminal or sinister or, I mean, mine was a little bit on the bad side of things, like trying to get the man to go away, right? But they all look the same. So it doesn't matter if it's oh, that's a beautiful baby, right? Or Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, right? They all look really similar just based on the person. Like, people have patterns.
So tell us about that. So how can everybody listening, this is great information for them, how can you detect lies? What can we look for?
So you want to look for, there's a few things to look for. The easiest thing is when the body language and the words don't match. Oh, wait, say it again, Greg?
You looked away when you started that statement. Does that mean something?
Oh, right. Okay, so the reason for that is, and that was what we were going to get into, some people have a look-to-talk rule. And some people don't, and I happen to not have that look-to-talk rule. So look-to-talk is like you hear, you look your father in the eye, young man. Like, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
That's a learned pattern. Now, other people's eyes, like mine, roll around in their head a little bit more, and that's because the eyes actually help in accessing certain memories the way they're coded in the brain, right? So if someone looks at you or not, is not a tell. One of the tells, let me get into that a little bit, because we're going to talk about baselining behavior. Okay, so we're a little ahead of ourselves. Let's back up. The easiest thing to do is notice when the body language and the words don't match. Okay, so in Western culture, like not India, right, not Asia, Western culture, if someone nods their head like this, that means yes. And if they shake their head left or right, that means no. And so if someone says, I would never do that, right, as they nod their head yes, like you got to believe the body first, right? Believe the body language first. Take the words always with a grain of salt. Or you could ask me anything. Things like that, right? So when they don't match, that's when you go, wait a minute. We got someone, like, I'm smelling smoke. There might be some fire here, right? So you can see this in it really clearly if you watch reality TV, watch talk shows, watch the news where people are lying. And for one, you're going to know they're lying because you're going to feel it. I mean, our survival as a species has been based on our ability to detect deception, right? For years, can we really trust someone or not? Like in caveman times, it's a big deal. Like, the issues that we have currently are probably different than, you know, way back then, but it's wired into us, right? To be able to trust or not, right? To be able to sniff out their ass. And so, whenever the body language and the words don't match, it's a hot spot.
Yeah, so how about that? I mean, that tells you everything you need to know, what you just said there. And it was so interesting to talk to Tracy that we, in fact, are going to bring her back for another spot, because body language as she says on her website, it's not just body language, it's business. And I love her story about her neighbor. So Tracy Brown, thank you very much. We'll see you again soon on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
I love it when we get to introduce you to somebody that I met that's really, really cool and has an unbelievable story. Kate Delaney in for Nui Scruggs here on NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. Remember, you can catch me on the weekends from 3 to 6 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday as well. But I'm here all week for my pal Nui and having a lot of fun. Gail Fitzgerald is a former Olympian and Pan American Games medalist. Now she's a business development manager for Compete, which is all about sports and diversity. But, oh, my goodness, her prowess in the games is matched by hardly anyone. What she did in the shot put, hurdles, high jump, etc., absolutely incredible. If you go back to the 70s and a couple of those early Olympics then that I was talking about, and then sadly, after the 1980 Olympic boycott, that's when Gail retired from athletics and then went in to that to the business arena and exploded there as well. Gail, thanks so much for popping on the show. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. We met because I was speaking in Palm Springs for Connect, and it was, you know, women in sports, basically, and I was just amazed by some of the wonderful people I met and what's happening out there in the sports world across the board. And we'll talk about compete, but I wanted to talk about you as an athlete. What was it like for you if you take us back to that first Olympics and your first pentathlon appearance? What was that like for you?
Well, it was absolutely incredible. It was a great opportunity at the 72 games in Munich. It was a very traumatic time, but it was great to be able to be in the Olympic Village and to, for the first time, to really see athletes from all over the world, you know, and be, you know, in the, where we were able to eat and see all of the different, types of food that were all over the world. It was just a great experience. I was quite young and at that particular time, but it was great. It basically shaped my life.
To make
that first team.
Yeah, and you talk about shaping your life because you were exposed to so many different people, like you said, foods, etc., all that stuff, and you were super young. But also it was scary because of what happened in Munich, the Munich massacre, and you and I had this conversation about the terrorists, and this is something I don't know that many people know. They broke into the Olympic Village and they took 9 Israeli athletes and coaches, etc. But what happened to you with your encounter with the terrorists?
Well, that particular day, I went out with a couple of friends, and we took a train ride, and we toured the city. When we got back, we couldn't get into the village. Tanks were outside, there were helicopters, and they were actually getting Mark Spitz out from underground. That's why they closed up the village. The next day, we had... We went into the Olympic Stadium. We had a memorial service, and then the games began the next day. But I was hanging out with a celebrity's daughter at that time, who had bodyguards, and we would always have to run away from the bodyguards. And there was a fence at the back of the village, and like a 10-foot fence that we had to climb to hide from the bodyguards and, you know, enjoy ourselves. And there were always these men that were helping us over the fence. And I learned decades later that some of those men that were helping us quite possibly could have been some of the terrorists.
Wow.
And yeah, and I had met someone that had actually survived one of the Israeli team members that had survived, and I worked with him at some point later on in my life, and he is alive now because he was able to jump out of two-story a building where they were housed and be able to save his life. So it was something that's always been there in my life, and, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity, but it's very traumatic.
Yeah, no kidding, traumatic.
Yes.
All right, so you're competing, you're young, you're 21 years old, then the 76 Olympics come up. What happened in both of those Olympics? What did you excel at, and what... You made a little history, too, right? Something in the Guinness book that won't be taken away.
Yes. Well, I was a co-captain in 76. I was a co-captain of the U.S. track and field team. You know, the security, I always want to mention the security was so tight after the 72 games in 1976. And, you know, it was just... In that particular time, I was living in New Jersey. That's why I was born and raised in East Orange, New Jersey. I ran for the Adams Track Club out of Brooklyn, New York. That's where I had most of my success. And basically, we're in the world, the Adams Track Club, we're in the world record, Guinness Book of World Records for the 4x440 relay. And it's just timing, and it's just being in rhythm with the universe that the next year they changed the 4x440 relay to the 4x400 relay. So that was the last year we were world champions. We'll be in the Guinness World Book of Records for eternity.
I love that. So you get all these medals and trophies from the track club to competing in the Pan American Games and all of that. Which is the most priceless to you of everything that you did?
Well, I really believe that silver medal in the 1975 Pan American Games in Mexico City was very, very, I treasure that because I was able to stand on the podium, you know, win a silver medal. And that's why I moved from New Jersey to California to train for the 1980 Olympics, because I felt that I had a great potential to medal in the 80 Games. But as we all know, we were having diplomatic problems with Russia, and President Carter boycotted them. So the 1980 team wasn't able to participate in the Games.
Yeah, so sadly, then what do? You retire, but then you go on to have this great career in business that ultimately leads you to a place where, Gail, how does this happen? You get involved in the film industry.
Well, I've been a writer ever since I was 11 years old. I can remember writing, and I love movies. And so in 2005, I started a movie production company in Beverly Hills, California, and then I ended that with my business partner. And then I moved to the Palm Springs area and started a company called Desert Hill Studios LLC, and it's an independent film and distribution and marketing studio. And we're slated to produce 10 high-quality, low-risk Hollywood studio feature films. We have TV series, reality series, talk shows, and we're integrating everything with the interactive virtual reality format that we're introducing to each project. So I have some great people on board, and we have a diverse diversity is really important for me. We have love stories. We have a family blockbuster movie, a dog movie. We have a sports reality talk show for women that we're producing, and a couple comedies. So that's my, besides sports, movies and writing is my number one love.
I love that. And so does that dovetails into my last thing here is I talked about Compete. Tell us about Compete.
Okay, yes. Compete Magazine, I joined up with them this year. They're the only LGBTQ sports diversity magazine in the nation. We reach about 60,000 readers each month via our print and digital issues. And we're the founders of the Sports Diversity Leadership Council. And it's an organization that trains sports organizations. We teach different organizations about sports diversity, equality, inclusion, and acceptance in the global marketplace. And our members spend about $200 million in travel and tourism. And it's a great, I feel like with this organization, I have been able to use all of the experience that I have in marketing and investment broking, and to come into an organization that we can really reach people and teach them about diversity in the marketplace, in sports, and that's really important. Diversity is really important to me because that's who we are in this nation. We're a diverse group of individuals coming together to really, really create a wonderful world.
Perfect place to end this. Gail Fitzgerald, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kate, so much, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yep, and Happy New Year to you. Terrific. So Gail Fitzgerald, you can look her up at thecompetenetwork.com.
Do If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.